Yeah, I'm like Neo now.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That's Morpheus.
Good evening, everyone. Jurassic Views, Zaya Quiena, Bryce Diamond, special post game. Happy New Year. Zaya Quiena and I got to watch this game. Interestingly enough, this is the second time this season that we have watched the Raptors play the New York Knicks. This time, the New York Knicks without Julius Randle, without Mitchell Robinson. Without, well, a lot today, because it was, for all intents and purposes, this was a blowout. This was a good just beat down on the New York Knicks. Tibbs' team didn't have much strength, much endurance in this one. And Fred VanVleet, another all-star performance. If he continues this in 6 weeks, I think we're going to see him at the all-star game. We'll get to that in a second. Zaya Quiena, on this second day of 2022, how are you feeling?
I'm on a different level in 2022, so I'm not just showing up for weekly conventionals. When duty calls, I'm out here. This was a professional win, to quote, you know, the infamous tagline by broadcasters. We handled their business. No mercy. We don't. No one gave us any mercy when we had a G League lineup against the Cleveland Cavaliers last week, and we went in. Actually, we hosted the New York Knicks and gave them the necessary beating that they deserved, but I was more impressed with how our starters are flexing their muscle, right, Bryce? This is the second game, at least, that Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet are efficient as playmakers, and we are finally seeing how our starters plus bench are gelling. That's key. Yeah. And if we talked about it in the last recording, if we are going to make a run in the Eastern Conference, this is the window and this is the right time where everyone's healthy. It's great to see Ken Birch back.
Yeah.
And this is maybe the third straight game where Chris Boucher is showing me that this is the Chris Boucher that we've recognized last year. Who can be a legitimate contributor on this team. It has cemented himself in the rotation. You remember that 90s movie, Stella got her groove back? How Stella got her groove back?
Definitely. I think you've referenced it on the pod, in fact.
If this is what Chris Boucher is showing us, this is how Boucher got his groove back.
Right.
2022. Let's go, Chris. We're rooting for you. We're not just talking about you in trade rumors. We want you to do well, and we want you to do well on this squad because we know what you can provide in terms of elasticity to our rotation. But nevertheless, I know you wanted to talk about them, Fred and Pascal.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'll say about Chris Boucher, since you brought him up, and rightly so, you know, Fred VanVleet has a tagline for himself. He has a motto, bet on yourself. However, he says to Chris Boucher, play within yourself, exactly, right? Play within yourself. Otherwise, you're playing yourself. Respect to Chris Boucher, a consistent performance tonight. 12 points, plus 17, 4 rebounds. Didn't turn the ball over. For me, that is critical. That is critical. When you get the 2 assists, when you get the 2 steals, he had that great 3-point block because he's playing the 5 spot. He's 4-7 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That's nice. Those are all good signs of Chris Boucher playing within himself and really, you know, giving us the type of minutes that not only did he do last year, but the type of minutes we need him to give. Fred VanVleet, ladies and gentlemen, is an all-star, flat-out all-star. Now, we have to get our record up. We talked about this earlier in the season. This guy's got 35 points today, 7 of 13 from downtown. You tell me how many point guards in the league outside of Steph Curry are giving you games like this. He also had 0 turnovers, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Incredible stuff.
What else is his brother doing? He's a father, he's a husband, he's an entrepreneur, he's an angel investor, he has his podcast. What else?
This guy's production level is like Apple phones. That's what, like, I don't know if his wife sees him. I know his kids do, but it is incredible.
Multi-dimensional. Yes, I mean, he's stellar off the court, but on the court, yeah, again, you can almost, we talked about this, you know, the Toronto Raptors without, Kyle Lowry in the post Kyle Lowry era, we needed a point guard to provide an element of not just playmaking consistently, scoring when necessary, but also, and Bryce, I want you to unpack this a bit. Personality to the team, right? The grinded out on the defensive end, but also when it comes down to the offense, having a steady, calm, present, and knowing how to execute at a level of organization. We haven't seen this level of organization because guys were not healthy and we're in health and safety protocols. Now the team is everyone's back. And now we're seeing the mold and what the Toronto Raptors can really look like. This is the type of showing that we've been talking about since the beginning of the season. And again, just to remind folks, Pascal Siakam did not start at the beginning of the season because of he was coming from injury. Now, he started to incrementally come into his zone, mid-November? Right. And so I think he finally informed, and this may be the right time to pivot to Pascal. This is the third game where he's giving you everything. He's like a buffet, right? Buffet chinois. I don't know if y'all know it, the reference. There's everything for you, depending on your taste buds, the types of cuisine. He's playmaking for you. He's defending for you. He was guarding one-on-one perimeter players. He was helping on the defensive rotation. He was playmaking in the post, playmaking from the perimeter. Pick and roll, switch, giving you everything, Bryce. 20 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Let me repeat myself. 7 assists for a plus 14 and the level of efficiency from the field. 7 of 15. 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Again, my gosh, I should hire him as my tutor. I gotta, you know, he's just providing you everything that the Toronto Raptors need. Again, in a steady, high octane, dynamic offense.
I mean, Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, we've seen it in commercials. They are the peanut butter and jelly. They are the butter and the toast from Miami to Golden State up the East Coast. Okay, this is a combination that we are starting to see, not just gel.
He's the rice and peas and the curry goat, right? Like, they're just complimentary.
Complimentary. And when they're having the chance to play together, to get many reps in practice, to get around Nick and consultant Nate. You know, these are the things that they're finding the groove. You're talking about Chris Boucher getting his groove back, no doubt. But Pascal and Fred are finding their groove together because of time. You know, time heals all things, but time gels people together, especially old friends like Pascal and Fred, and it is fun to watch. Now, was this a beat-up New York Knicks team? Yes. Were there fans outside of the Scotiabank Arena yelling bing bong? No, they were not. This is not a good representation of the New York Knicks tonight, but that's fine. We don't show them any mercy, and we move on. We get the W, and we move on. But there are a lot of really good things to see, along with Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam's dominant performances. Other guys played well, but I think you're right. If Fred and Pascal, who are the leaders of this team, represent the majority of the core of this team, if they're playing at this high a level, doing all the things that they are being asked to do, and then surprising you and themselves maybe in moments with efficiency and how quickly they've recovered from maybe protocols, time off, or in Pascal's case, the surgery, this team is going to be a menace. Not a contender necessarily, but a menace. And it's good to see them build momentum.
Two things, Bryce. You have, and we saw this game, have Pascal Siakam as well as Scottie Barnes as backup point guards complementing Fred VanVleet, or spelling Fred when he goes to the bench. What are your thoughts about that? Because we did not see Delano or Malachi gain consistent minutes as the backup. This is the second time, I believe, second game straight, actually. Right. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah. The fact that Scottie Barnes is showing this early in his rookie year this much vision and skill as a playmaking guard in different circumstances with different lineups is way beyond who's Jalen Suggs again? Way beyond what we thought for this guy, way beyond the projections put on this guy. But this is why Scottie Barnes and not Jalen Suggs and many others, Jalen Green, why they're not being talked about as rookie of the year candidates. And to be honest, and I'm not trying to be unfair, but to be honest, by the time we get to March, I don't think Mobley is going to be talked about in the same sentence as Scottie Barnes, because Mobley only gives you certain things. Scottie Barnes gives it all to you, and he did it again. The ball handling skills of Pascal Siakam, there are going to be rough nights. He did have 6 turnovers tonight. I remember in that Philadelphia game, at the end of the game, him and Gary were asked to basically be the ball handlers and playmakers because Flynn and Banton couldn't do it.
Who have lost trust in from Nick Nurse and the coaching staff. And so capabilities, I think it's still there. I just don't think Nick Nurse's patience is.
Sure.
That's evaporated. If you look at his stat line, I know that Barnes didn't record a single assist, but that had a lot to do with the fact that players weren't executing on one. Two, he was making the Gretzky pass. Usually making the pass that would lead to the assist, which is something that he's developed as a savvy playmaker. And there will be days like this. I don't know what your thoughts on the style of play of the overall game. There were kind of, it was a bit messy.
It was.
Right? And kind of helter-skelter. So there was a total of, at least for us, 16 turnovers, especially in that first half.
Yeah, it was a sloppy first half.
It was sloppy. And so we picked it up, especially in the third. But nevertheless, when you said you referenced Scottie Barnes as a guard, I still think he's this hybrid big, because Bryce, I think he's our starting five, right?
I would agree. There's definitely instances, especially in that second unit, when Fred goes off, it's not Malachi, it's not Delano. Who are those playmaking people? Whether you want to put him in the position of guard, that doesn't matter to me so much. It's the fact that he has the ball in these decision-making, playmaking moments.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And Pascal's being asked to do the same thing. Pascal had a number of nifty passes, a number of plays where he was taking advantage of the mismatch, which we've talked about. They have to hunt those mismatches. When he did that, he was getting opportunities to make plays, which he did. It's wonderful.
Just for the record, if Julius Randle was on the court, he still wouldn't be able to guard Pascal Siakam. And that's just the fact. I mean, check the receipts and the game tape from the previous games. We didn't mention OG Anunoby. I know he was more silent this game, but he did have a stint in the first half that he carried the offense, and I was really glad to see that he is going to be counted on as that kind of third string go-to guy to complement Pascal and Fred VanVleet. And I'm not going to dwell too much on the numbers from Gary Trent, where just didn't have a good shooting night. Nothing to be concerned about. 2 for 7 from the field, one for three from the three-point line, but he's for 5 points. But he's given it to you with a playmaking. There's several series of passes that he's making that is, again, in line with the Gretzky pass, right? Making the pass that in order for it to garner the assist. And his mapping of the floor is so much better compared to last year when he had just joined the team, even better than when he started the season. So, again, with this full roster, Bryce, man.
Yeah.
I think we can shock the world. No, we can. We're definitely going to make grounds. But again, we underestimate in the NBA. If you really want to win at a high level consistently, you have to gel and you need reps together as a team. So I don't care if it's against the New York Knicks or a full-fledged Brooklyn Nets. Your full team has to be together in order for us to figure out and to draw conclusions on how effective they are. And what their overall potential is. And we have another game, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday night against the San Antonio Spurs, a young team. It's as we said in the last episode, it is a winnable game. It is a game we should win. We're at home. This is, our third or fourth home game in a row. We should win this game. So hopefully we do. One thing I do want to mention, we talked about playmaking, decision making. Obviously, we were zeroing in on kind of our main guys from that starting group. But one guy I want to just touch on for a second, who didn't have a big night, but he had a couple plays, at least two, where he just had his head up. And it's already a sign of development from where he was in the first 5-10 games of the season. Precious Achiuwa made two nice little passes, actually lob passes. One was a dunk, one ended up being a layup to Chris Boucher. Precious had two assists.
Three
assists, yeah. At least. Two to Chris Boucher on simple lob passes. But again, he would not have made that decision early in the year. He would have maybe forced it. Maybe he makes the basket. Maybe he doesn't. But it's not necessary. Make the game easy, right? And well done, Precious Achiuwa. Make Chris Boucher work when he's running the floor, right? He loves going to the rim for an easy one.
Chris Boucher finished the game with 12 points, leading the bench in scoring. Now, do you still have the same concerns about our bench?
I do. Yeah. And for me, the bench, I'm not worried about our bigs. Chris Boucher, Precious Achiuwa, Ken Birch. I'm not worried about those guys. Okay. Has Chris Boucher turned it around the last 4 or 5 games? He has. There's no doubt about that. However, the guy for me that the bench hinges on is a guy we love, a guy the team loves, Yuta Watanabe. If he can hit that extra three-pointer, if he can be perfect from the line, I mean, even 90% I'll take, that bench all of a sudden spreads, has the floor spread more. The offense becomes a lot easier. It's when the starters or a couple starters are playing with a bench unit, it just flows better and they don't lose possessions. I'm not saying it's all on Yuta, but I'm saying you go from, if Yuta can hit his shots, if Yuta is not overplaying his the guy he's defending on the defensive end, if he's doing the right things and finishing on the offensive end, it goes from a C bench to a B bench. Yeah. That's who has the chance to really make the difference, because they're going big with Boucher, Achiuwa, Birch. And then who knows, right? Maybe then you go Champagne instead of Flynn and Banton. I'd like to see Banton get a lot more minutes as the playmaker. I'd like to see Svi hit his outside shots. But for me, it really, the bench's production, the bench's value really hinges for me on Yuta Watanabe. Any thoughts there?
No. The only reason why you mentioned Yuta, and I think our trust is with Yuta, is because his baseline in terms of his defensive acumen is the highest,
yeah,
as amongst his contemporaries. Better than Svi, much more savvy and experienced than Justin Champagne.
Yep.
And just much more, not just Justin Champagne, actually I would add Delano Banton as well.
Sure.
And Malachi Flynn, he has more size than,
yep,
than Malachi.
Yep.
So all he needs to do now is on offense, hit those open shots, because they're going to be open. They're either going, teams are going to give him that shot. There was definitely different scenarios where he didn't take the shot and he put the ball on the floor to make a play, and passed off other shots. He's, again, with everyone coming back, I think he's still trying to adjust, mm-hmm, and learn his role. But he's going, at the end of the day, he's going to have to be counting on to knock down shots. And I think he knows that. Yeah. I'm sure the coaching staff have reiterated it. I'm sure that his teammates, mm-hmm, are trust him and are vocalizing it. But we hope that he can execute at that. Actually, we don't just hope. We desperately need him to execute. Bryce, we can't play around, man.
No.
Other than that, if we don't get bench contributions, then we're going to continue,
yep,
deep into the season heavily relying on our starters.
Yeah.
And they'll be averaging 35-plus minutes. Some of them are already averaging 35-plus minutes a game. I just don't know if that's sustainable, especially when you're going to try to make an upset in the playoff standings, because you need fresh legs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got our next game, as you said, Tuesday at home against the San Antonio Spurs. Let's get the win. Let's get back to 17-17 and start working our way, not just toward, a solid record above 500, not just the sixth seed, but also let's do something for our leader. Let's get Fred VanVleet to the All-Star game. And as a matter of fact, talking about Fred VanVleet to the All-Star game, you, the listeners, us, the fans, we need to do our work too. Get on Twitter. Hashtag NBA vote at Fred VanVleet. He needs the votes. He deserves the votes. Bet on him. Not just bet on himself. We got to bet on him too.
Exactly. And just because we beat the Knicks tonight, bing mong.
All right, y'all. Much love. Stay safe. Stay out of health and safety protocols. Hopefully we have the whole group back for the Spurs on Tuesday. Peace.